At 2:30, the order, full speed, was given again. And at 3 p.m., we went underwater to take a closer look at the steamer. To our great delight, we discovered that it was unarmed. So we surfaced and stopped it with our guns. 4 shots were enough, and the crew showed that they had understood the signal very well. They immediately got into their boats and rowed towards us. Our 2 lieutenants and several sailors also immediately prepared to sail to the steamer with explosive cartridges. Hey! This was a feast for us because now we had a good chance of capturing provisions. The steamer came just at the right moment because we didn't have a gram of butter or jam left on board. The booty was also very plentiful, as it had only been underway for a day and was bound for America. So it still had everything in abundance. The finest canned goods, butter in abundance, and all those wonderful things that were luxury items in Germany. When there was nothing left to take, the 5 explosive charges were detonated, and with a column of smoke and water, they went off one after the other, and after a few minutes, the steamer sank stern first. It was a wonderfully beautiful yet eerie sight. It was the Norwegian steamer Snetoppen, 2,400 tons in size, carrying 4,800 tons of chalk from England to New York. Part of the crew was with us on board during the whole drama, and since several of them spoke German very well, we felt a close bond of friendship with them. When they left us, they all bid us a hearty farewell. Although they had to go 110 nautical miles to reach the coast, they were all in high spirits.